This is Dr. Dwivedi creating follow-up consultation on AL Saffar, S-A-F-F-A-R. This is her last name, first name, M-A-Y. S-A-A. M-A-Y-S-A-A, date of birth. August 20, 1960, patient seen for Dr. Jabbar, MD, new paragraph, dear sir, this 63-year-old female recently was diagnosed to have a breast cancer, and she had simple she had a total mastectomy on the left side, her with lymph node dissection. Her report came back as ER PR negative, HER2 positive, and KI 67 was 30 to 40%. Tumor was also high grade, and it was grade 3, and it was 2.3 by 1.5 by 1.1 centimeter in size. Patient subsequently was seen postoperatively on June 18, 2021. At that time, patient was told that her tumor is aggressive and that she has high chances of recurrence and metastasis, that she would be candidate for systemic chemotherapy. At that time, patient was not ready to go into much detail. However, she said she would not take any chemotherapy. She had a wedding coming up, so she would come back in 1 month. So she is here today to further discuss. New paragraph. She has past medical history of ovarian cancer, treated with TAHBSO in 2014. No subsequent treatment was needed. She also had small cell lung cancer, for which she had the right upper lobectomy subsequently. This was in 2015. She also had mediastinal lymph node biopsy, which was negative. In past, patient also had thyroidectomy, and she's on thyroid supplement. She is here today for further advice. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 63-year-old, 5 feet 2 inch tall, weighing 123, blood pressure 135/74. Eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels was active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, T2N0N0, ERPR negative, HER2 positive, grade 3, breast cancer, KI 67, 30 to 40%. 8 lymph node negative for malignancy, putting her in a high risk patient. Diagnosis 2, previous 2 malignancies. New paragraph recommendations. Patient definitely is at very high risk for recurrence. Chemotherapy with docetaxel, Herceptin, and Perjeta was discussed with the patient. She is adamantly against it. She is willing to have close surveillance and periodic PET CT scan. However, at this stage, she does not want to consider systemic chemotherapy. New paragraph. Also, on her last PET CT, there was questionable uptake in L4. However, the final report said it was unlikely to represent metastasis. Nevertheless, we'll go ahead and do a plain film of L4. I also do the blood for CBCCMP. Once results are available, we could make further recommendations, but at this point, it appears that she does not want chemotherapy. We'll keep you posted. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on all suffer MESA. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Jabbar. Thank you.